So, welcome to my place. It's a little small, but hey, it's cozy. You just make yourself comfy, okay? Can I get you a drink or something? Or do you just want to skip the pleasantries and head straight to the bedroom? Oh, what's wrong? Is everything okay? I'm so sorry. I'm not trying to rush things along, really. We can just hang out and watch a movie if you... The elephant in the room? What do you mean? Your face. Well, of course I noticed it. But it's not a problem or anything. Unattractive? No, sweetie, don't say that. Hey, do you really think I'd take you home with me if I didn't find you attractive? Listen, I really enjoyed our date. You're so sweet, funny, interesting, and cute, too. Yes, I find you very attractive. The whole reason I invited you back here was because I wanted to take things to the next level. No, I'm not kidding. What do you think this is? Some kind of trick? I'm not doing this out of pity or as a joke. I'm doing this because you're hot, and I want you. You want me, don't you? Exactly. So, what's the problem? You think you're not good enough for me? Because of... that? Aw, sweetie. You need to have more self-confidence. Here, follow me. Where? To my bedroom, silly. Come on. Here, come sit next to me in bed. So, I can tell that your face is something you feel pretty self-conscious about. Do you maybe want to talk about it? It's okay. Don't feel ashamed or embarrassed. Sweetie, look at me. I don't have a problem with the way you look at all. But I think we should talk about this. Oh, and stuff. So that you feel more comfortable with yourself. Because trust me, being intimate when you're feeling self-conscious is not fun. So, maybe you could tell me a little bit about it. That way, no more elephant in the room, right? You can be open with me, darling. I'm not here to judge you. So, were you born with it, or... Mm-hmm. And you were bullied pretty bad for it, huh? Oh, sweetie, I'm so sorry to hear that. And all of the bullying and judgmental looks must have really hurt your self-confidence when it comes to dating. That's understandable. It's rough. People can be so cruel. But you know what? I think it's pretty awesome. Yeah, I mean it. It's just part of what makes you unique. It gives your face character. And hey, my body isn't perfect either. Nobody's is. I have features, loads of them, that aren't considered normal or attractive according to societal Eurocentric beauty standards. Of course I do. They might not be as visible as yours, but I have a birthmark, I have moles, I have stretch marks and cellulite on my thighs, and so many other imperfections. I have that fat, like, more rolls than you could count. The way my stretch marks and cellulite go from the side to the back of my thighs, my hip dips. I've got things that aren't considered beautiful according to societal beauty standards and things like that. It's not easy to do, but over time, I've come to see them as unique features, not flaws. Nobody's perfect. That's what makes the human race so diverse and interesting and beautiful. Honestly, imperfections are kind of what make people perfect in my eyes. Perfectly unique, perfectly beautiful, perfectly human. I know it's easier said than done, but try to be a little bit more confident in your looks. At the very least, just trust me when I tell you that you look just fine. More than just fine, in fact. You're beautiful. I wish there was something I could say to convince you that you are good enough for me. But I know that low self-esteem isn't that easily fixed by words. So, sweetie, may I kiss you? I quite like your face. It's a very kissable face. I can tell you still don't believe me. I'm not just trying to flatter you, you know? I really mean it when I say I love your face. Here, let me prove it to you. Lie down. Yes, you heard me. I want to sit on this beautiful face. What do you say? Yeah? You'd like that? You've got me pulling out all the stuff to convince you that you have a wonderful face. Alright then, just lie down and relax. Watch me strip down, okay, sweetie? Watch me pull off this shirt to show you my perfectly imperfect tummy. Unhook this bra so you can perfectly see my imperfect boobs. Slide off these pants to show off my perfectly imperfect ass. Then I'll take off my panties. And there it is. My flawed, imperfect, human body. What do you think? Oh, you think I'm beautiful? Oh, you're such a sweetheart. So you think I'm beautiful despite my flaws? Well, guess what? I feel the exact same way about you. You see? It's all about perspective. How, as much as I want to sit myself down in that gorgeous face of yours right now, I need to kiss it some more first. Let me just straddle you like this. And... Enjoying this, sweetie? You like my completely naked body pressed up against yours as we share a kiss? I like it too. Alright, babe, you ready? I'm just going to straddle your beautiful face. That's it. Hold still. My pussy is just inches away from your face. Am I making your mouth water? Okay, sweetie, enough teasing. I'm just going to lower myself down onto your mouth. Your lips feel so nice between my thighs. Go ahead, baby. Start eating me out. Ah, baby. That feels so good. Can you feel how wet you've got me already? Do you taste my juices? That's all you, baby. All you, sweetie. You did this to me. You're turning me on so much. You can reach up and grab my tits if you want. I'd love it if you tease my nipples while eating my pussy. Fuck. That's so good. Mm-hmm. Keep using your tongue just like that, baby. Fuck. You tease my clit so good. Okay, baby. Hold your head perfectly still for me. I'm going to grind on your face. Just let me control the pace for the next little while. Fuck. Can I hold onto your hair? I'd love to run my fingers through your face while I'm... What? Oh. Love to run my fingers through your hair while I'm riding your face. Fuck. This feels so good. You're gonna make me come. But hold that thought. I want us to come together. Let me just reverse cowgirl style. That way, I can give you some attention down there as well. Get naked for me, baby. I want you to... I want to please you. There we go. You like how my hands feel? No. Don't stop eating me out, baby. Keep going. Yeah, that's right. You can grab onto my hips and ass. That's right, sweetie. The more I play with you, the more... the hungrier you get. So eager. You want to make me come so badly, don't you? Faster, baby. Faster. You're doing so good. Are you ready? I'm so close. I could climax any second. I'll let go as soon as you come, and we'll climax together. That's right. Come for me, sweetie. Keep licking me. Keep making me come all over that beautiful face. Fuck yes. Come with me. Come with me. Oh my God, That was beautiful, baby. You're beautiful. Thank you, sweetie. That was amazing. Honestly, your face was one of the best I've sat on in a long time. I mean it. Come here, baby. Let me cover this beautiful face of yours with some more kisses. I hope you enjoyed that, sweetie. I certainly did. I definitely want to do this again sometime. You do too? Aw, that makes me so happy. So, how about another date next week then? And then another one? The week after that. Yeah? Awesome. I'll be counting down the days until I can see your beautiful face again. So, since we're officially dating now, wanna stick around and cuddle for a little bit? Yeah, I'd love to. Come snuggle up into my arms, sweetie. Here, as if though I haven't given your beautiful face enough love already, why don't I gently caress your face with my fingers? I'll just hold you nice and close, just like this, gently tracing your gorgeous face with my finger. Thank you for being so vulnerable with me today, sweetie. That takes a lot of strength. I hope you can see now that your condition doesn't make you any less attractive in my eyes. I love you just the way you are.